Carissa, you look very pretty today, by the way.
Thank you. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
So Carissa's been kind enough to volunteer to be a guinea pig of actually doing a matrix. And so I think we'll all kind of jump in and ask questions and do things, and we'll, you know, each practice it. But I think we'll start by just showing you where the materials are for the career matrix again, in case people don't know. And then, and Jeannie and Carissa are new, so it's good for them to get reminded of where things are. And then I will show you a little summary that I created. We do have the training guide, and that gives detail, but I thought maybe one without images and a little bit more detail might be helpful. So, and we also have the flow chart, which is on this page. So we also have a flow chart of the process. So it depends on what your learning style is, what works for you. First of all, on Glacier Point Solutions, oh, and Chris, you're supposed to remind me. I've got
yes.
And where did I put it? Oh, there it is. Okay, so the number is B6, and don't let me miss the last one. So the beginning code is B6. Okay, so on Glacier Point Solutions, which is our coaching resources page, I have added an Excel spreadsheet so that you guys have that to download. You have two choices on where to do the career matrix. You can do it in Excel if you're more comfortable there, or you can do it in a shared document, which I can see Ariana is doing. And there's a little video on the website on how to get to the online version. I heard somebody join. Who joined?
Oh, it was just me. Your voice is really low, and Ariana's voice is really low. So I joined on the phone, thinking that maybe I'd get more.
Can everybody hear me otherwise?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this is a new headset, so I just want to make sure. So let me know if something starts going wrong. So you can do it in Google Docs. I'm not going to go through the Google Docs part today. We can do a little review on that next time. But the advantage is that the client can put information in, and you can put it in. So maybe you get a start to it, and then when they start over here scoring, you do the first three, and then they've got it here. And so it's just, it's nice, it's real time, you can type right into it. If I type something right now, the client would see it as well. If I just put something here, they would see it in their document as well. So that's the advantage.
So can I ask a question? How do we get to the screen? Because I don't see anything. Is there a link to view your screen? Are you showing us something?
Yeah, can everybody see my screen besides Katie?
I can see it.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, so
there's... Is there a link in the invite?
Yeah, there's a link in the invite. It says join meeting.
We can see you, Katie, so.
No, I mean, I can see people. I can't see what she's sharing on the screen because she hasn't shared the screen on Zoom. She must be doing something else. You
can
have?
Everybody else, can you see the matrix that I'm on right now, Ariana?
It doesn't show. How bizarre. Maybe I should just leave and come back. I think I'll leave and come back.
You know what? Don't do that. Why don't you click on the join again and just see if it lets you join. And then, Ariana, do you have any expertise on this?
Yeah, there's if you go up to view options at the top, do you see a black? It says view options at the top, Katie.
I don't have a view options at the top.
No, okay.
I have speaker view. I have exit full screen. I think I did not. You know what I think I did? I think I clicked where, but maybe I should click the Zoom thing below, but it's the same number.
You might want to exit full view because that's the full view of.
Yeah, I did that. Doesn't do anything. It just shows a blank screen.
Okay. I wish Jeannie was here. She's an expert.
So do you see, hold on.
Usually it would show that you're sharing a screen on the bottom, and it doesn't on mine.
Right. And it does on, I would reshare, but everyone else sees it, so I don't.
Take your cursor, Katie. Is your cursor alive? Take it down to the below the bottom of your screen. And does it pop up?
What pop up?
The drop down menu.
Yeah.
The drop down menu? What drop down menu? I mean, I've got share screen, chat, record, participants, all that showing.
Okay, okay. And you have nothing at the top?
Yeah, I have all y'all at the top, and then it's blank in the middle.
And is there anything above our pictures at the top?
Nope.
There isn't. Okay. Do you have other windows open? You could try minimizing all your other windows.
Okay.
Yeah, because I can see that if you click on the big square, then you just see you. You don't, or you see everybody, but you don't see. Maybe I should let you come in, leave and come back. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's what I need to do.
Okay.
I'm going to do that. I'll see y'all later.
Okay, come back in. And I'm going to go forward, and you can...
Yeah, it's fine. Yeah.
Okay. So I've added this career matrix in Excel that you can download here, and I have made some improvements to the spreadsheet. I've improved the colors in it. And so that's there, and also we've got the training guide there, and then here is the video that shows how to do it in Google Docs if you want to do it in Google Docs, so you can watch that video. I've made the list of client pages, I made the things on it bigger, so those of you that have been with us for a while are going to think, wow, that's weird that they're so big, but it was bothering me that they were so small, so I made them big. And okay, there comes Katie back. And so you can click on career exploration, and there is a checklist here that's really helpful for the client because it gives them the things to do with the links to it, and they can check it off, and they can also download it and print it and have a check sheet to do the career exploration process. So that's where those resources are. Off of the career matrix, you have the Kiersey and all the different Kiersey types. And so those are there as well. And let me go to the summary for a minute. So when you are doing the career exploration process, you are making two lists. You're making a possible positions list or possible jobs list and a criteria list. And can you guys see this if I hold it this way?
It's kind of teeny.
Kind of tiny. Is that better?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
So just to give you a feel of how I do it, I take a pad of paper. As soon as I'm working with the career exploration process, I take a pad of paper, I draw a line down the middle of it, and then as I'm talking to them, I'm writing down possible jobs on the left, and I'm writing characteristics or criteria, it should have been criteria, on the right. And so I'm just doing that through our whole conversation. I'm bouncing back and forth. I can tell what's a criteria and what's a possible job, and the client usually doesn't know the difference very well. So I'm recording them as I'm talking to them and asking them questions. So that's just a starting point. And I always have that out the whole time I'm talking to them, because I find that through the conversation, I keep hearing additional criteria and additional jobs. So I just have it, and I mark, I got to here last time, so I put a little mark right here on the side saying that's where I got to, and then I just keep adding just so I know if I put them into the career matrix. So as you're making those two lists, you can do it in the computer, or you can do it just on a piece of paper. I just found paper was easier for me. Then the other places that you're getting positions and criteria are from interviewing the client with the career questions, from their assessments, from their activities in their career list. Now, in this particular list, what I've said is, where do you get both jobs and criteria and where you just get jobs and where do you just get criteria. And so when you're interviewing, you're getting both. When you do VIA strengths, you're doing both. When you do Piercy, you get both. But when you do the desired career business characteristics, you just get criteria. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, it seems like Katie's not coming back at all. Are you here with us?
Yeah, I'm back.
Okay, and can you see?
Yeah, you can't see me on the video?
No, but if you can see the, but you can
oh,
see
that's
the
weird. Video. I see all y'all. Yeah, I can see everything.
I see Katie.
Oh, you do. Okay, for some reason I have a blank phone, but that doesn't matter. As long as you can see, that's fantastic. So the learning style you can get both from, and the Holland Racic only gives you positions. It does not give you criteria. So it's kind of good to know, you know, okay, they do the Barnes & Noble exercise. They do the Ask a Friend exercise. They're just getting positions. They're not getting criteria. And when they do the ideal job exercise, you can get both. So kind of just wanted to show you that. From there, what you're going to do is add the criteria list to the criteria spreadsheet. So I'm going to move this example here. And what we're going to do is Carissa's been wonderful to volunteer to actually do this with us. She already sent me my values in action inventory information that I needed to put in here. She has sent me criteria from the Kiersey. She has sent desired work characteristics, and she's sent her learning style. And the improvements that I've made to the Excel spreadsheet and we're already in the Google Doc is the color coding. So that you know values in action when you go over here, you also know here that it's your values in action. And then when you you notice that the Kiersey is green, you've got your personality type, your Kiersey or MBTI in green, and you've got your desired work-life characteristics in yellow. So that's going to be helpful partially because if someone is telling you that they want to have a more meaningful career, you want to really help them pay attention to the blue, because when you use your values in your work, it will be more meaningful. And that was the information that Martin Seligman did the study on and has proven that if people, like for Carissa, if Carissa uses spirituality and purpose and gratitude and caution and prudence, forgiveness and self-control in her work, she's going to feel more fulfilled. And I can go through examples of the work I did, and some of them had zero, and some of them had two, and some of them had three, and coaching has all of my values, and I feel alive, and I feel completely connected when I coach. It also matches my personality type, and luckily for Carissa, it matches hers too, because people-oriented is one of those characteristics.
Donna, I have a question.
Yeah.
So this new matrix, is it on the associate page? Because I'm still using
the
old matrix.
It's on the associate page, and it's
okay.
New. And I showed it. Actually, if you could just watch the beginning of the call, I showed where it is.
Okay.
I did just add it in recently, like within the last couple months. I also branded it for us, and I put the client name and the date over here instead of on this side. And I think that's mainly the changes that I made to it. So everyone knows that for your values in action, you're going to take the top five values. But if you have values that are difficult to get into a career, you may take the sixth or seventh one. And I find gratitude to be one that is in very few careers. It is in some. I think it's in kindergarten teaching, and I think it's in you know, being a pastor, and I think it's in being a nun, but it's a really hard one, and it's very personal, so I don't always use that one as a criteria. I will, you know, put it aside, and I'll take their number six, but in this case, I think there is gratitude in what we do, so I'm going to leave it in. I'm just letting you know that sometimes I might not use that one. So you all know that you take the top five or six or seven and make it five. From the Kiersey, you take it from their sheet that is in it's on this page. So if you go first to the list of client pages and look at how big I've made it, Katie, I've made the types really big now. You would click on Career Exploration. Then you would click on Kiersey. And Carissa, what type are you?
INFJ.
INFJ, that's right, you told me. And by the way, I am an ENFJ, so we're pretty close on that.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is the Kiersey temperament, is that the same as the Myers-Briggs, or is it?
It's based on the same research, great question. It's based on the same research. MBTI, Myers-Briggs, is more accurate. It is, but is very controlled copyright-wise. Okay. And so if we were to use theirs, we would have to have the client pay to get the career report. They do have a career report, and any client that wants to do it will do it. But I just find with job search or with career exploration clients that are paying themselves that they don't want to pay for it. Okay. So what they say is Kiersey is 95% accurate. Whereas MBTI is closer than that. It's a little bit different, but one thing that's convenient for us about Kiersey is that we have this book, and it's called, I should have the book title. I don't know why they don't have it on the sheet, but anyway.
I have it on my bookcase. You want me to look?
I got it. It's called Do What You Are. And so, we're using pages from Do What You Are. We probably all should buy the book, but I have them here for the client. If it's one client, if it's a whole class, we really wouldn't want to do this, but it's one client and we're giving them this Do What You Are page that matches them. And where I get the criteria for the Kiersey part of this, or the MBTI of it, part of this is right in here, because it says preferred work environment. So if we're doing corporate clients, we should always use MBTI, and they should be charged to do it. But for job search and for someone just trying to learn more about themselves, I think it's fine to use the Kiersey, and they give it away for free. So. Does that clarify?
Yeah, that's great. I had taken the MBTI before, and it came out the same as the Kiersey. So I was just curious about the relationships. That's great.
Yeah, so it should come out the same. Every once in a while, it'll be different. But if you use the MBTI material and do some testing with them to see their best fit type, you're going to find that they will end up, you know, maybe being one off or whatever, but it's going to be close. And the other thing is that your MBTI type doesn't really change. You start flexing as you get older. You flex into different of the characteristics, but your main type doesn't change. So it's just that we tend to want to grow past where we are. What I do when I'm helping someone identify their criteria from Kiersey, and I don't send them off to do it on their own, I do it with them. What I do is I say, Carissa, does having people with that are strongly focused on ideals, is that important to you in your work? And you can answer, because we're now switching into actually demonstrating.
Yeah, that's
okay. So strong ideals. So I'm writing on my sheet, strong ideals. And you kind of have to make sure some of these have two concepts in them, not just one. So you have to kind of separate them out. Is it important to you to make a difference in human well-being?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. To have a sense that I'm making an impact.
Making a difference.
Yeah.
Perfect. Is it important that you be able to be creative?
Yeah, I think like a sense of creativity or expression. I haven't had jobs where I feel like they are super creative, but that is a value that I have, or like something that's important or fun for me. So.
Okay. So it doesn't sound, as you're speaking, your tone of voice doesn't give me the feeling like it's as important as helping others and making a difference.
Yeah, I think that's probably true.
Okay, so I'm not scoring yet, but I just put a little minus by that one because it didn't sound, as she said it, as strong. And I do want to say that it's a little strange for me when I'm working with you guys and demonstrating coaching because I'm stepping back and forth between being a coach and being a trainer and a guide and a mentor. So I'm not ever doing it perfectly. I'm trying to get you quickly to how does this work. So just wanted to give you that preface that I'm not coaching as well as I normally would because I'm jumping between three or four roles. So let's put this up. So in talking with her, people-oriented is here. I would then probably say, Carissa, is it people-oriented or is it helping people? That's really...
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's probably more helping people.
Okay. So I'm going to just change the language on that. So this is okay. This is your, worksheet. And by the way, you could use any inventory in here. It doesn't have to be these. I just think these focus on a smattering of different things so that we get a little bit different criteria. And then you said also creative, and it looks like creative's already here. So mm-hmm. I don't think we need to add it. I think it's already there with creative and expression. So that's kind of how I would work with the person to get the criteria in here for Kiersey. The desired characteristics come right out of an inventory, but as you're interviewing people, you should end up adding a couple more and having, multiple ones in here. And I'm not sure in this case, Carissa, because you are split on learning style, I'm not sure if learning style is going to be important in the criteria for you.
Okay.
Do you feel like you need to be kinesthetic in your work?
I guess I'm not totally sure how to answer that. I think when I'm learning something, I like to do it. So like when I was like learning a process at Starbucks, for example, I would want someone to tell me, and then I would want to actually do it and have them watch me to, so I think in that way, learn.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you were only sitting at a desk and you never got to move, would that be okay?
Mm-mm.
Okay, we're going to leave it in. And if you were only verbal and you never got any visual involved in your work, would that be okay?
I don't think so. I think I need to see things.
Okay. So I'll say about the learning style that it doesn't always have to be here. It may not be the most important thing. You can kind of test that by asking questions. And if I were to not have learning style here, I would just take it out here and I would, take it out over here. And this criteria would be something else. And that's fine. We haven't filled out completely your criteria, so I want to see if we can get a couple more criteria from you. Mm-hmm. What was it that you enjoyed doing the most in the past?
You mean besides coaching?
No, it can be coaching, but just to describe what you've enjoyed doing in the past. What was it like, and why did you like it? Okay, that's stacking questions, by the way.
I think probably the one-on-one work that I've done, so whether that was like doing training at Starbucks or volunteering, getting to work one-on-one with people, coaching, I think that is something that I've really enjoyed, probably more than group activities or group work.
Okay. So that sounds like a criteria to me, and I will add it. So you can kind of see as you just interview, you can gain criteria just from what they're speaking about. And this is sort of similar to helping people, but I see it as a different criteria, so I would keep it. But in looking at this list, do you see any duplication? And it could be anybody that answers this.
Okay.
But you can, look yourself and see, do you see any duplication on the list? Can I help?
Creativity,
exactly. And so if we have creativity twice in the matrix, what's going to happen is it's going to skew the matrix towards creativity more than we want it to. So we need to take that creativity out. I see another one here.
Respect is duplicated.
What is?
Respect. Yeah.
Oh, it is. Yeah. And, you know, this is not uncommon. Basically, these are things that are important to her. And as you take the different inventories, it comes out in more than one quite often. This is not unusual. Mm-hmm. I also think meaningful work and spirituality and purpose may be similar. Carissa, tell me, do you think that those are different or do you think those are the same? And this is what I would ask the client.
I can see how they could be similar. Are they similar enough that they would skew the results? Is that
I need to know that from you, because I think there's some similarity to it, but you're saying similar, which means that they are different to you. So
yeah, I mean, I guess meaningful work and a sense of purpose, like those are pretty.
That part is, yeah. But maybe the spirituality. So maybe what we do is we take the word purpose off the top. What do you think of that?
Sure.
It's actually kind of two things, and that's one of my pet peeves a little bit about the values in action, is that with the multiple words, sometimes they have different meanings a little bit. And so I either sometimes will put both of them there and just like add it down here, like I might add purpose down here. But I think that meaningful work and purpose are very similar. So mm-hmm. I would put them together. But sometimes the multiple words are different and I'll just add them down here in desired characteristics. Anything else that you see either a duplication on, or that is a double negative? And I'm going to add one here that is a double negative, so you know what I mean. So oftentimes clients will say, I don't want to have education. I don't want to have extra education. And if you put in education, that means that you want to have more education. What you have to put is no education required to get it to match up with the direction that the criteria is going in. And that can happen with salary sometimes. It can happen, you have to be careful how you put the criteria in. And what I do is I review these offline to make sure that I see that there's no double negatives, because it's a little hard for me to see them in the moment when I'm working with the client. I'm going to put a number in here that I think it's important on almost all clients to have some kind of amount of money that they want to make. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can be two. It can be also we'll go to 150, say. And so it could be two criteria, or sometimes I just put both in here. And because sometimes the job will get them to their first level of the amount of money they want to make, but it won't get them to the second. Does that make sense?
Donna, why wouldn't you put 75 to 150?
I sometimes do that. But one thing, it is actually two criteria. If I put it up here and they're looking at mailman, then it meets the first one, but it doesn't meet the second one. So
yeah, I just look at it as a range, right? So this is the range they're going for.
And I guess. And as long as you keep a lookout for, you know, like if they, I'm going to use Carissa's example and, you know, don't take it the wrong way, but if they say 75 to 150, and it's, well, say it was teacher, they're going to be able to make 75, but they're not going to be able to make 150. So some clients want a range and they want to make that range, but some clients have a, you know, I have to make 150 by the time I'm 40 to be able to buy the house I want to buy and be able and to be able to have kids. So it just depends on the client. Does that make sense, Katie?
Yeah.
So sometimes it's one criteria, that's the range they want to make. But now you could, like with Barista, you could say, you know, she had a long-term plan. She started with this and then she went here and then, and so, you know, as long as there's a multi-step plan. But if they say, I only want to be a firefighter, I don't want to be the engine department leader, then you have to at least tell them you're going to be able to make the 75 or 80, but you're not going to be able to make the 150 in that position. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think most of my clients get that, but okay. I see what you're saying.
When we're working with our really young clients, they don't.
Yeah, so, yeah. That makes sense.
You know, I've done a lot of 17 to 30 year olds and they don't.
Yeah,
know.
Yeah.
And it can be a point of research. Go research this. You know, you don't have to know, but. Okay,
Does that have an impact, how you enter that, does that have an impact on the, how the, because you were talking earlier about how something can skew the results, does that have an impact on the results?
Yeah, it could, if you do it separate, it could kind of skew the results towards money, so that's a, you know, you kind of have to feel out the client, is money the most important thing here, or is it purpose? And if it's purpose, then you may not even have money on there. But, and oftentimes when someone's moving from one career to another, they have to take a step back and make less for a while. And then, so you have to say, what is the least amount of money that you could make and survive? What's the least? And then where do you want to go? And that's kind of more of a range. And that's more like what Katie's talking about.
And what about on desired characteristics when they pick, I think it's wealth or it's security. I think it's wealth, though, right?
Well,
do you combine that with comp or do you make it different?
I think that, and it's about asking questions to the client.
Yeah.
So if they say wealth, I say how much. And if they say security, I ask some more questions. Is that you don't want to have to lose your job? Okay, then maybe you should work for the government. Maybe you should be a teacher.
At security as health benefits. I mean, because that's what it says on that sheet.
Them that question,
yeah.
You know, and then what I would put in there is health benefits.
Right.
You know, I wouldn't put security, but if I put security, I say security, stable job. You know, I'm going to put it in like that so that we remember
what that means, yeah.
What the criteria is. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Anything else? Okay. So, Carissa, I want you to work with me to let me know how important these criteria are. So, you can rate them 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. One is low. One is low and 9 is high for importance. And I'll help you as we go, but let's just go ahead and rate them. And the reason I give you 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 is because if I give you 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, it takes longer. and 1, 3, 9 was actually the original tool from Total Quality, and so 1, 3, 9 is what they used to use, but 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 seems to work pretty well, so that's what I go for. So spirituality, how important is it to have that in your work?
I guess like probably a probably a 5 or 7, somewhere in there. This rating thing, I'm like, oh, how do I? I'm a little intimidated by it.
Oh, don't be intimidated. And everyone will have a different level of comfort with this. Your analyticals will eat this up. And some people may not be as comfortable with it. So you can kind of talk them through. And so then I would like, how important is gratitude to you? If you say that in words, tell me in words what, how important gratitude is. Is it really important or is it kind of important? In your
life? Yeah. I'd say, yeah, in that five or seven range again.
Okay. But if you, so on this next one, tell me in words. Sometimes in a client, and I'm just coaching you to coach, be the client, you know,
illustrate it. Okay.
So tell me in words, how important is it to have caution and prudence in your work? Is it really important or not that important?
I think it's pretty important.
Okay. Does a 7 sound okay then?
Yeah. And I think maybe I want to change gratitude to a 7.
Okay.
Too.
Okay. Awesome. And so we get to forgiveness. Do you think that's important to have in your work?
When a client is struggling, like what would you do? Because I'm like, I don't know, I'm not sure how to relate to this at the moment.
And this one is another one that I might replace because it's a lot like gratitude. You're only going to find it in certain things. So with this one, I probably, especially when you have gratitude as well, I probably would have replaced this one with 6. But if you're having trouble, I'd say, you know, well, gosh, you know, maybe we just give it a 5 for now and we can revisit that. But, you know, maybe just a 5 in the middle. Does that?
Can I interject here?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I do is I actually read the definition of it. And they always are able to nail it once I read the definition based on, because it says, forgiveness, forgiving those who've done wrong, accepting others' shortcomings, giving people a second chance, not being vengeful. Is that important to you in your work environment?
Great. Does that help, Carissa? Okay. And then what would you rate it hearing that?
I would rate it, I would rate it a 7 probably as well.
So you're seeing how we do this. I think we just need to put some numbers in and go over to the other space now so that we see this part. And you can see it's difficult, and I always do this with the client. I never leave the client alone to do this. I help them and support them through. And Katie, that is a fantastic idea. But so I can imagine if I was kind of moving somebody through this, I can imagine having self-control in your work, maybe it's a 5, right? It's not, it's probably not as important as some of these others.
Sure.
Yeah, does that make sense? Helping people, I bet you it's a 9.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so if I have a client that I know wants to move quickly, I might suggest numbers like that. Since creativity was on here twice, I'm guessing that's a 9.
Yeah.
Although, remember when you talked about it, you were a little hesitant, so maybe it's a 5 or a 7.
I think part of what creativity and expression means to me is like having a voice, having impact, being able to, you know, offer ideas and be heard. So yeah, 7, let's say 7.
Okay. And when you talk about expression, it almost sounds a little like meaningful work and purpose too. So that's kind of interesting, just so you notice that we might be skewing this a little bit. Harmony, how important is that?
I think that would be like a 9 as well.
Yeah, I have a feeling. You can kind of tell sometimes by the words that are there, right? Having respect, is that important to you?
Yes.
Okay. Now, one thing I would explain to the client on respect is that different jobs are going to, you could have the same job. You could teach junior high and you could teach high school and you could teach college. And it's a similar job. If you teach college at junior college, you're going to get less respect than if you teach at regular college, university. But also, you might get more respect at UC Davis than you would at Stanford or vice versa. So sometimes some of these can be just the job itself. And that's good to know because sometimes people hate their job and all they need to do is go work for another company. And so it just, you know, you'll find that in the job they're in, they'll rate that really low. And then you can say, you know, you could go to a different job. You could, instead of working at Ralph's, you could work at Vons, and they tend to respect their people more. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of like that as well. Organization. So I'm just going to go ahead and put some numbers in here right now, mm-hmm. just so that we know we can look at the calculations. And I know these aren't yours, Carissa.
No, that's great.
I bet one-on-one is nine. I bet almost always the money is nine for them. Kinesthetic sounded really important, and visual was maybe not quite as important. Just a guess, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So you would go through this whole process with the client, rating each one, and then you come over here, and so you put the criteria here, you put the possibilities in this other career matrix spreadsheet here, and you put them on every other line. This line is the scoring line that automatically calculates for you, and this line is a line where you input data. So that's why you're putting them on every other line. I just took the liberty of putting some positions in here for you, Carissa. I knew that you had done some of these, and then I put, you know, career coaching, and then I threw in teacher as we were talking, because it does, if you think about jobs that fit this person, spirituality, gratitude, caution, helping people, creativity, teaching really pops out for me. I don't know about you guys. And by the way, is there something else that pops out for you here as you look at this list before we do the calculations?
Are you talking to me in particular or just anyone?
I'm talking to everybody.
Cool.
Yeah. Sorry. Anybody see another job, Chris? No. Well, I mean, I sort of start thinking up here, I think massage therapist, spa owner, therapist, I think. I do think, you know, priest, nun, pastor, spiritual leader. It also makes me think of, I'm sorry.
Counselor,
yes. Also maybe fundraiser for a nonprofit. I think
of nonprofit.
Yeah,
Therapist,
yes. Holistic healer. I kind of see nurse in this a little bit, but might be too tender-hearted. But when I see spirituality and gratitude, I also think of hospice care and care for, you know, in-home care and working at a aging home or working with children, abused wives. You know, so a lot of those kinds of things come out. Anybody else with other things you might see here? I also see firemen because I see caution and prudence, and I see kinesthetic. And I also think of policemen, and I also think of probation officer. We've got the forgiveness up here. Also, I think of counselor for addiction. So that is part of what you need to be able to do, is to look at things. You know, the VIA strengths inventory gives you some ideas for these strengths. It has the jobs for the strengths. When you look at the Kiersey, if you go down, remember that the Kiersey, she's INFJ, and we all remember that we can look through here, and guess what they've got here is priest, clergy, monk, nun, religious worker, director of religious education. Up here they have teaching and counseling, psychologist, teacher, librarian. And by the way, I wanted to be a librarian at one point, so, and I'm only one letter off from you. Also, we've got artist and designer, and Carissa, when we're looking with these, what we do with the client is we say, you know, does career counselor seem like something you'd be interested in doing? And if so, I write it down on here on my pad of paper, which you can do electronically as well. You know, does teacher sound like something you would want to try? And, you know, if high school doesn't sound good, what about elementary? And if that doesn't sound good, what about professor? And if that doesn't sound good, maybe do you want to be a tutor or own a tutoring business? You know, it's our job to expand it, if that makes sense. Religion is interesting because I don't think it has to just be religion. It could also be NLP. It could be, you know, any sort of belief system that you're teaching people. And when I took my RASIC, which is the high school thing that we all took, it came out priest. And I thought that was hilarious because I'm not a man, and I'm not religious, but I ended up being a total quality manager, and what I was doing was preaching total quality. Mm-hmm. That's what I did for a living. So that doesn't necessarily mean that it's religious, so we need to expand beyond those. Mm-hmm. And so you'd have the client look through those. Okay, so let's go back. Oh, sorry. Here. And so we've got our words, the criteria, they all come over to the next spreadsheet and they land right in here for us. One little tip is you don't want to cut and paste, because once you do that and I paste something else in there, it's still going to put independence in there instead of health benefits. So you don't want to cut and paste, you want to type over on the spreadsheet. That's just a little tip. It also takes the criteria weight over to the next spreadsheet, to the career matrix. And we've got all the scores in here. So now we're flipping over, and I do always suggest that you put their current job here as a baseline so that they can see. I one time had somebody that their current job scored higher than any other job, and then we figured out that they just needed to move to a different company. So we always want to have that, and it lets them see that this isn't the best choice usually is what happens. But let's go ahead and do this. So now we're switching from how much of this do you want to have in this work to how much of this does this job have? Mm-hmm. So instead of how much you want, it's how much does this job have? Mm-hmm. So for barista, Carissa, I'm thinking I'm going to just help you a little because I can tell you're taking notes.
Yeah,
I'm going to say that there's not much spirituality in being a barista. Maybe there's a 3 on that.
Yeah.
How much gratitude is there? 1, 3, 5, 7, 9.
Maybe 3, 2.
Yeah. What about caution and prudence?
May a 5. Yeah.
Because you could get burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Forgiveness?
Maybe 3.
3 or 1.
Yeah. I forgot that there was a 1 option.
Yeah, there's a 1 option. Self-control?
You
have to not drink the coffee, but...
Yeah.
Actually, though, customer service has a lot of self-control in it, right?
Yeah.
So maybe that's a 7 or a 9?
Yeah, maybe 7.
Okay. Helping people?
Yeah, that's a 9. I mean, a 7 or a 9. I mean, it's more than the others, but it's not like life coaching 9.
I know. a 7 or a 5.
Yeah, that's totally true.
No, I'm leaning towards 5. Are you okay?
Let's
with
do
that?
5. Yeah.
Creativity? Not so much, right?
Yeah.
Maybe a 3?
Yeah.
Or a 1? 3 or 1, do you think?
Maybe a 1.
Okay. Harmony? I'm thinking about the people who need their coffee, and I'm thinking there's not much harmony. I could be wrong.
I'm thinking about, too, some different teams that I worked on. Some teams were, you know, more harmonious, and other teams were not. So, I don't know
much that. Maybe a 5, then?
Yeah.
Okay. And so, with that, which sometimes it's the very specific job that you need to look at. So, you can use this for career exploration, but you can also put exact jobs in here and rate them. And that helps when it gets down to actually choosing which job to take if they get multiple offers or which job to go pursue. You can use that. And I see that Ariana did that in our example that we're going to get to. How much respect does barista get?
Maybe like a 3, a 1 or a 3. I don't know.
Okay. 1 or 3. 6. 1, 3. I think 3.
Yeah.
Okay. Organization, do you have to be organized?
Yeah.
That's... And is the environment organized?
I guess that depends.
But maybe it's a 5.
Maybe 5,
yeah. Yes. Calmness, is it calm?
No. That's a 1. 1. Yeah.
Meaningful?
Maybe a 3.
3. Fun?
It can be fun. 5.
Okay. Education required?
That's high, I guess, right? If no education is required, that'd be really high.
Double negative, so you see how the double negatives work. You've got to put a 9 on that. Health?
Does
it support your health? Does it allow you to eat right and exercise and sleep?
Maybe that's like a 3 or a 5. 3.
Okay. 3. Yeah. Money?
That's going to be low. Yeah.
1. Okay. Independence?
That's low too. Maybe like 1 or a 3.
Is it one-on-one?
Sometimes. That's, yeah. Yeah.
Like a 5?
Yeah.
Okay. Willingness, or will it go to $150,000 if you bought your own?
Yeah.
If you got your franchise, it could.
Yeah.
It could. So maybe we give it a 5 or a 7.
Okay.
Okay, 5. And it is kinesthetic, right? So it's a 9.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, you know, depending on how fast the person likes to move, you can see I'm kind of moving through it a little bit. I could be skewing it, so I have to be careful, but that is something you can kind of help a little bit with, especially the first few. Let's do one more. Do you want to do career coaching, life coaching, or teacher?
How about life coaching?
Okay, life coaching. So I moved it up so I can kind of see the things a little bit more. So life coaching, and actually, you know what, let's have somebody else take Carissa through this one. Who would like to volunteer to coach Carissa through scoring this? Katie, do you want to do it?
That's fine. I'll do it. I don't have all the stuff in front of me, though. Like, I like to have the desired characteristics in front of me because I read the definition as I go through it. And I like to have, you know, the strengths, VIA.
And that's
because they get confused. You know, it's like, oh, spirituality. They get confused again. So then I read and then they're able to nail it.
Okay. So I'll usually just describe it verbally, but that's awesome that you're using the material and it's supporting you. Do you mind trying it without it right now?
How about Chris or Ariana?
I'll do it.
Ariana, thank you. My goodness.
Or we can make it a team effort.
Well, Ariana, why don't you start and then we'll...
Sure. Okay, Carissa, thinking about life coaching, how would you rank life coaching for spirituality?
I would say like a 5 or a 7. So I guess 7.
Okay. What about gratitude?
That's probably like a 7 or a 9.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Which one do you feel 9
let's,
is?
Yeah, let's go with 9.
Okay. Great. What about caution or prudence? Use that in life coaching.
I think that's probably pretty high too. So 7.
Okay. Okay. What about?
And I'm going to stop, and I'm just going to say, I would say, at this point, this is the time when I sometimes would describe. So I would say, do you in coaching, do you protect people from harming themselves sometimes?
Mm. Oh, interesting. Because I would look at it like, if she's life coaching, you know, caution and prudence, it's like, how deep do you go with the client, right? Is there a boundary around how deep you'll go with a client?
Interesting. But so for in the terms of a job, so how
a life coaching job?
A life coaching job, how much?
I don't know. What's your definition, I guess, of caution and prudence? That's the first question I'd ask. Yes.
Okay, well, I see it as looking for risk and mitigating it. Looking for safety and mitigating it. And so I personally, but this is personal, it's not, you know, coaching, but mm-hmm. personally I see it as a 9 because I think we're mm-hmm. constantly supporting the client to reduce their risk, to protect themselves.
Yeah.
And it's our job to help them protect themselves. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you guys?
Mm-hmm. For me too, I think I'd want to make a distinction as to how mm-hmm. the client was seeing it. You know, do they view it as a profession where they can feel safe making their own decisions for themselves? You know, is it a characteristic of being cautious themselves and what they're, you know, what is the risk to their decision making versus is this a characteristic of towards other people?
So what you're saying is being president is a riskier job than being a barista because you're more at risk.
Yes.
That's a good distinction though, because you know, it's like, how do you measure this based on, oh, this is a life coaching job at Glacier Point Solutions. And are you measuring it against that? Are you measuring it against me, the risk to me, right? No, it'd be the risk to me because we would put Glacier Point Solutions as a company, right?
I really have always seen that this as how do you utilize these characteristics in the job itself?
How do you utilize the characteristics in the job? Yeah.
So I've always seen this, and you do need to make sure what the client is seeing, so you need to ask them questions, but I'll just tell you how I see it. I've always seen it as how much of this caution and prudence do you get to exercise in this job. So I see it as quality assurance, you're doing a lot of it. Fireman, you're doing a lot of it. Teacher, you're doing a lot of it. Actuarian, you're doing a lot of it. But even leadership. But let's say in barista, you're not really exercising as much of it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's it's what's in the job, not necessarily.
Yeah.
I think that's a separate discussion, is how risky is taking this job for you. I think
yeah, if it's in a company. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that okay. And I can talk offline to anyone who wants to talk this through, but I do think being president, you're putting yourself at risk, because you could go to jail for it, or if you're CFO, you're signing off, so you're putting yourself at risk. That's true. But I think that I would have noted that over here and just had a note, risky to self, rather than that this job doesn't have caution and prudence.
Well, I wonder, see, it'd be interesting to go back to the description, because I almost look at it as a decision-making mm-hmm. process. Like how, if you feel like you need time to process decisions, and if you, are you, a job that requires very quick decision-making, it's very fast-paced, you don't really have time to be cautious and prudent, and, so there might be some discomfort with that.
I think, though, that's a good point, going back to the description of the original assessment.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And so for this, that you would look at the VIA strengths and read that description. Does anyone have it?
Yeah.
I don't have it in front of me, but my question would be, like, on life coaching, it's how risky it is to me to assume the job of life coaching. You could be sued. You could be. So when I look at caution and prudence, or you have someone who is your client and you find that they really need a therapist, and if you go in the wrong direction, they might do something, if they're suicidal or what have you. So to me, it would be the risk that I would be willing to take on this.
I don't know. I've always seen it differently, so it's hard for me to twist around, because I feel like because the definition of these top five things is how much of this do you get to utilize in your work, not how much are you exposed.
How much do you utilize this criteria in your work?
Yeah. So
right.
How much caution and prudence do you get to use in your work? You're right. If it's decision making, how cautious do you get to be in your decision making, or are they making you move too fast? But I think if you're talking about is life, being a life coach risky, I think that's actually a criteria that's outside of this matrix, mm-hmm. and it's outside of this. You know, it's like if I put in here sales. Oops, I can't type. Sales, going into that job might be risky, so I would write risky over here.
Mm.
Because you don't know if you're going to succeed, and you don't get paid unless you succeed. But I don't see it as being part of this, because what this truly is if you do these things in your work, you will feel more fulfilled.
Mm-hmm.
So you have
that to makes more sense.
Yeah. So some of these others aren't like that, but these top five are like that. It's how much do you do it in your work? And if you get to exercise it a lot, so you can see here, this isn't matching up with her values very well. You've got 3, 3, 5, 1, 7. So it does match up with her self-control, but it doesn't match up with her spirituality. Whereas down here, you're getting a lot more of that. Does that make sense? And it is kind of tricky, because when you move into the criteria over here, that is more how much risk are you taking? And it could be, a criteria over here could be, instead of this one, it could be not risky. And here's another double negative, not risky, but that would be in this criteria.
Mm-hmm.
Not risky to me.
I think Carissa said she actually had the definition of that that one, or we could move on, whatever.
Yeah, it's so that on the BIA, it's for caution, prudence, and discretion. You are a careful person, and your choices are consistently prudent ones. You do not say or do things that you might later regret.
So with, I'll just say what I think. In this one, I think sales is really low because you have to say things sometimes that are at risk. I don't know, maybe it's a three. But what, with that definition, what do you see as life coaching?
I would probably say it's a nine.
Okay. I'm sorry, I jumped in. Ariana, take over.
And it's helpful though. Thank you for that conversation around the language. That
awesome. Yeah, good discussion. Okay, forgiveness. How high would you rank? How much do you believe you can utilize forgiveness in life coaching?
I would say that's probably a nine too.
Okay. And then what about self-control?
I think that's high too. I think that's a nine.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does somebody else want to jump in for the next section?
I can if I put my glasses on. Helping people. Carissa, in life coaching, how important is it in helping people?
I would probably rate that as a nine as well.
And expression and being creative, how would you utilize that in life coaching?
Probably a seven. I might put that as a seven.
I'm hearing a bit of a question there. What would this be, a seven, a nine? A five? What's your thoughts?
I think it's just a little bit like this is still all really new, so I'm kind of processing as we go, and so I feel sure. Like a little uncertain. But
okay.
But yeah, so I'm kind of processing as we go.
Okay, so seven?
Yeah.
Okay. Harmony. How would you utilize that in life coaching?
Yeah. I think I'd probably put that as a seven too.
Okay. Oh, seven. At least I remembered that. If I didn't remember the code, how much respect would you receive through life coaching? Is that important in life coaching?
I think that feels like it would be pretty high too, like a seven or a nine, maybe seven, yeah.
Great. And organization, how organized?
I think that would be high too. Yeah.
Great. Shall I go on or would someone else like to take over?
You can go on.
Okie dokie.
You ask.
Be careful what you ask for. Calmness. How calming is life coaching? Or you would receive through life coaching?
I might put a seven.
And meaningful work.
You guys, do you think it's a seven? I'm just curious.
Well, Carissa, what do you mean by calmness?
Right. What do I mean by calmness? It's a great question.
We should look at the desired work characteristics and I'll look that up on the website. Okay. Let's see.
I see it as being able to be calm. And to work with people who are calm and be in a calm environment.
Calm environment, yeah.
Okay. Would you expect life coaching to provide you with a calm environment?
I think I feel like I have a little bit more of a say or a sense of power in making it a calm environment, or in so and that I think that's maybe why I put it more high, whereas if I was going into maybe an organization or somewhere where someone else was setting that tone. Does that make sense? How I'm kind of thinking about it?
Sure. Meaningful work. How meaningful would life coaching be to you?
I think that I would rate that as a 9.
And fun.
Yeah. For me, it's a high level of fun, so 7.
This says no education required. That was one of the life characteristics you had for life coaching. How would that work with life coaching?
Well, I think for where I'm at right now, that would maybe be a 5, because I still have some educational criteria that I need to meet.
Okay. And health. How will this help you in your own self-care?
Mm-hmm. I probably would put that at like a 7.
Okay.
7. Yeah.
And 75,000 to 150,000. Would life coaching bring that to you?
I think that's possible. Yeah.
Right now?
What's that?
Right now, in the present, or as we go forward?
As we go forward, probably, yeah. So I don't know what to put for that. Would it be?
Would a 5 work?
Sure.
Since it already got in there somehow.
Numbers. You need numbers.
Alrighty then. Independent. How independent would life coaching provide you?
I think that would be like a 7 or a 9. Yeah.
And one-on-one.
It'd be a 9, yeah.
And not risky.
That feels like it would be lower. I don't know. A
55. Yeah, 55. And kinesthetic, hands-on. How hands-on would life coaching provide you?
I don't know, like a 5 or 7, maybe, yeah.
Okay. And visual, how visual would that be for you?
It would probably be more.
If you were able to see the client versus being on the phone.
Then it would be more visual, yeah.
Okay.
And I would put using Zoom or using something. And then you could do it another one without it, and you could see the difference, right?
Okay.
But what you can see, you can't really see these numbers very well, but barista is 524 and life coaching is 1,065. So you get a big variance there on, and it's really, if you look at it, really a lot about fulfillment. And it is also about personality, because it's in the green. But it also matches a lot of the criteria pretty well. Now, it could be that one of these criteria that it doesn't meet, you just have to throw it out because it doesn't meet it. Sometimes that happens. But, you know, this is the process, and this is what you're going to want to see. Thanks, you guys, so much. Any questions?
I have a question. On when you said throw out a criteria, is it better to throw something out than to rate it really low? Or
I just think usually, like, see here, I've got some extra criteria. So I would probably want to move one of these into it if it just feels like it's not important. Mm-hmm. I made this spreadsheet so that it actually can do more. And so I've hidden some columns If you unhide these columns, it'll give you some more criteria in it. The reason I did that is because if you get too many criteria, then it's going to get really watered down and nothing's going to have any impact, right? If you had 100 criteria, then nothing would really have a big impact. So, but if, you know, I get clients from time to time that really need a couple more. And so I put this other in there and it looks like it's not working right. So I'll have to fix that. But this will be just hidden in case you need it. And so you just, you know, hide, then you hide again. So just that's, you know, there just in case you need it. From there, what you would do is take these and you can sort them. The way to do that is you copy everything and you use paste special. And I'll do it real quick. So if you do paste special and you do values right here, then the scores at the end will be not a calculation. They'll be an actual just number. And then you can sort on this column AA, as long as you highlight and you sort the whole thing. And if you don't have a lot of Excel expertise, you can always get me or April on the line and help you. But if you sorted it, then it would go in order. But you don't have to do that. You can also just go through and mark the ones. You know, you can just turn this yellow or whatever and then see which ones are the highest. So you don't have to sort them. So I want to flip over to Ariana's examples that she sent. She was very kind to send us a couple of examples. And where are they? Oh, they're over here. Okay. So Ariana did these in Google Docs. And you can see she's got the criteria in here and she's got the weighting in here. One suggestion I would make about this is to make the criteria a little bit shorter, because it's going to be hard to remember. So for this one, I would have probably just put supports new ideas. And for this one, I would probably just take the last few words and make it innovative. Just because it's hard to read, and for this one, I'd probably say solve problem solving.
Anna, do you have to fill in the entire, like, here's the personality type, all five of those, or just is it okay just to leave it blank?
Yeah, if you go through the criteria and you don't, you know, hit on more than three's fine. And what I would do is just use these for other criteria. I might just mark it, you know, in the spreadsheet with the colors, I might, you know, make this yellow or blue or something so that you know, that isn't part of the personality.
Okay.
But, yeah, I would use those spaces. So Ariana, do you want to tell us anything about the criteria here?
Let's see what to share. This client was highly, highly educated, had multiple degrees. So, he knew, you know, had a good sense of what he was looking for. The one you changed, number six, supports new ideas. One of the words I would actually leave in there is, that had the resources. So that was, he's worked for multiple locations or, you know, different companies and organizations that supported ideas, but they didn't have the resources. So that would be a key word for this individual. This was a good list for him. I tried to encourage him to have more variation in the criteria weighting. As you see, there's lots of nines and sevens, but he was fairly resistant. He, you know, after going through it a few times, he was pretty comfortable with those and didn't feel like he wanted to reduce them. So.
And that's fine. It doesn't happen very often, but it's fine. And all we did is we found out that all the criteria are important, and that's fine.
Yeah.
But, you know, usually you see more variation. It's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, and so then you put jobs in here, and is this the one? Yeah, I liked this too. So she's got sort of general careers, and then in here she's also got actual specific jobs.
Yeah.
And so that way you can evaluate the opportunities and what you should go for and so forth. What else would you like to say about this one?
No, and that's exactly it, and that's how we used it. These were positions he was applying for, and we used it to test to see if, you know, it was a position he actually wanted to go for based on his criteria. And so he was able to see how it fit to what he needed. The other thing how we used this is if there was a criteria where he didn't know or we didn't know. So for example, if, you know, the business development role, if we really didn't know, say back to the resources, you know, do they have resources to support new ideas? Then he would make a note and maybe have a question for that in his interview, or just ask about how, you know, the culture around innovation and you know, how they support different ideas. So that's how we found gaps using the criteria, and then, you know, he was able to build his questions for his interviewing.
Excellent. And if this was with specific jobs, and absolutely these should drive people to asking questions, but even in your career exploration piece, you may not know whether there's fairness in this job. And so you want to highlight it, and it becomes an informational interview question. Hmm. So if this comes out as one of the top three, then you're driving to either do some research online, and we have resources for that, or to do informational interview and viewing with several people and find out if it's the case or not. And then you do still have to look at the granular level, because even if you have a description of a job here, it may not be the same as what the job is in when you actually go to do it. So they may call it a job and then it may be something else. Also, I wanted to point out that you did use the brainstormed careers list. So this is just where she listed the possible careers. This is in the online version. You could put rejected here. Sometimes I put rejected at the bottom. I'll just write rejected back, you know, down here and have all the rejected, because I want them to be able to go back and remember why they rejected a career. So you want to have it somewhere. You don't want to just eliminate it. You want to move it somewhere so that you can understand later on. And sometimes it'll be an avocation rather than a job. They could do it on the side, or it could be for the future. And then this is the sheet for sorting. Any questions or comments that are coming up so far here?
Hey, I don't have a question about the matrix, but I have a question about, when do you use the Holland code? I never use it.
You can use it and I put those characteristics under desired characteristics. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Chris. I'm sorry. I'm thinking of something else. I offer them the possibility of taking it. And the reason I do is because it does give you a listing. If you go to the career exploration page, that is the page that they look at, mm-hmm. I put Holland Racic here.
Right.
As possible. I don't require it because it is a bit old-fashioned, so you're going to get janitor and
got it.
And so what I do is I say, this is the old, it was developed in 1959. We all took it in high school in my age range. It will give you a list of careers, and there, you know, if you want to take the time to do it, it'd be great, and then just send me the careers from the list it gives you that you want to have included.
Okay.
Does that help? I guess I should. I probably should put it up higher, but I really put them in the order of how I think they're helpful.
Yeah, okay. And it sounds more like a younger person assessment.
Yeah, it's really, it's more helpful for, you know, the younger
college. Or, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
And you have to extrapolate from it. It'll say computer science. Now you have to break down computer science into what all the things it could be. Okay, let's look at the other one that you sent, Ariana, which is fantastic.
And I'm going to have to jump off the phone. I have a noon, so.
Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you.
Bye.
I think we're going to need another session to go a little bit more into this because I had some examples that I want to share with you guys. So we'll do part of the next session on this as well. Is that okay with you guys?
Sure.
Mm-hmm. So again, I would shorten these up a little bit. But what else? Yeah, Chris?
No, I was waving to Katie.
Oh, okay. Ariana, what would you say about this one?
This one is in progress. So whereas the other one was a completed client in a new role, this one is in progress. So we're still building criteria, but this is what we've, you know, built so far. Yeah, I don't know what else to really share. I do see your point about shortening them up. I think as we're in the process of building, you know, and capturing, I like to get working in the matrix pretty early in the process. So as part of the brainstorming and discussion. So I find, you know, sometimes it's almost like not stream of consciousness. It's a little more refined than that, but it's not quite as refined. I don't know what else to say about this. She's got a little more variation, but not a whole lot more. Still nines and sevens.
And that's okay. The waiting, if it's all important, it's all important. It's just sometimes there is a difference. And then if there is, we want to put that into the calculation.
Mm-hmm. The only other thing I would say about this is I'm using client's language as well. For this criteria so she can really identify with it, like, you know, number nine, to have opportunities to know I've made a difference for my clients. You know, again, we can shorten that, but that's where I started from.
And what I would do rather than do what I did before is I would keep their longer one. So you had it to look at and then shorten it up just so that.
Well, that's a good idea.
Easier to look at it at the end. So, by the way, I hope I didn't mess up your spreadsheets.
No, don't worry about it.
Duplicate. Okay.
No.
Okay. The other thing I'm noticing in this one is that there's two ideas here and I would separate them.
Okay.
Do you see that?
Yep. Yeah, it is.
So I would put
those two ideas.
You know, create new ideas is different than problem solving. So I'd have those. And it'll be confusing for the client to rate it if there's two, and that is another thing that happens quite often. So, I would look for that. But these are good criteria. I like it. And then, so I see your scoring. And that's another way you can do it, by the way, is to score by the area and go down. I usually go across, but if you go down this way, it really will help them compare the different ones against each other and especially when it comes to values. So I think that's a smart, you know, first let's do all the values, then let's do all the personality, and then let's do the desired characteristics of what you want the work to be like. So that's a very valid way to do it as well. That makes sense. And you can see that there is some variation in the scores here as well. Mm-hmm. So I think in this one, you had a really neat thing. You had notes about them, which I think is really helpful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the three of us left, I hope you won't mind. I will do at least a partial thing because I want to show you some examples of things that happen. Not anything. I was thinking there's. Oh, did you have this sorted?
No, I didn't.
I thought sorted, but no. No. Okay. Remembering something else. So very quickly, I know I'm going over. I apologize. I'll stop doing that. What's the biggest thing you're taking away today? Ariana, do you mind going first?
Oh, yeah. Gosh, I think the biggest thing, I've got multiple things going on in my brain. So I think just having a conversation around the how you can frame the values, criterias, and strengths, and curacy temperament, and the criteria. How is, I think it's really important to make sure that your client and yourself are on the same page, and you understand where the client's coming from, so they really know how to work with the criteria in a potential role. So, yeah. It's a powerful tool. I love the career matrix. I'm disappointed when clients don't want to use it. I go with that, but I personally love using it.
And you know what? I got to the point where everyone would always use it. And so it may be we could talk about the language of how you present it to them.
Sure. Yeah.
Too. So I didn't always get people to finish it all the way. But even if they didn't finish it, they were able to look at the other careers more clearly because they had done the ones they'd done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's almost like for some people it started to shortcut and they were like, oh, I can see that doesn't match my values. Oh, I can see that doesn't match my personality. And so they would kind of shortcut it and throw some out and then go.
Yeah.
And I've only really ever had one client that did it and didn't believe the score of the one and chose the one and wasn't going to budge from that. You know, it was 300. The rest of them were 1,000. She was doing that one. But that's not even a bad thing because it gave her clarity.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she became clear. That is truly what I want to do. I'm going to do it. And she started taking action. So, you know, I don't even see that one as a fail, really, because
right.
She was sure that's what she wanted to do. Chris, what are you taking away today?
I love the whole thing because, as you know, I've been asking you a lot of questions about it because in my experience, unfortunately, I've not been able to use the career matrix. So all of this is good for me, all of it.
Carissa, what are you taking away? You're probably just totally overwhelmed because this is all new for you and everybody else has been exposed to all of it. So you're probably just like, whoa. So what are you taking away?
Yeah, I think that is my takeaway. It's just a lot more clear, getting to see and experience working with it and hear the conversations around language and understand that there's a way that it's rated. And so just some of the nuances of how to use it. I did have a question. Is there any sort of like time frame or baseline, like how quickly you move through this with someone or what that sort of a timeline for the process?
Yeah, so I tell people if you really want to do this well, it's going to take you 3 months.
Okay.
It's going to take you 3 sessions a month for 3 months.
Okay.
Because they have to take each assessment. You can spend a whole session on each assessment pretty much. Mm-hmm. And then they're going to need to go off and do research, and then they're going to bring the research back and you're going to talk about it. And so I say, especially the young people, you know, you should do the full process. Some people can do it faster if they're not working because they can just do all the work really fast. And some people can do it faster because they're better at working independently on, you know, doing these tasks. They're a little more savvy. You know, I had one client that came and he had already made a matrix. So we went really fast because he was totally on board with that concept. So, but to really do it well, I think it takes 3 months. It's hard when someone's trying to change careers because they just want out of their job. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times what I say is, let's work on job search and get you into a different job that you can tolerate. And then let's do this. Or let's do a little of it as we go along, but let's get you looking for a job because they just don't have the ability to wait or they're going to get laid off. So does that help?
Yeah, thank you.
Does that make sense to you guys?
Yes. Code.
Code.
I don't want to forget the code.
Okay, well, I'm happy to hear you guys are using it. I'm so excited. I love this process. The ending code is A9. The ending code is A9, and eventually I'm going to get my screen in the back working. We'll see. I'm still struggling, so, and I'm bright. I'm very bright, but love you guys. Thank you for all your hard work, and we will see you next time.